it was first-generation English. Maybe it was immigrant zeal to belong. But I'd always heard that my Italian ancestors, newly arrived from the old country, dressed their pasta in what they called tomato gravy, not sauce as we know it today. I never gave it much thought until I was talking to Sanibel native Ralph Woodring a few years ago about his mom, the late legendary fishing guide Esperanza Woodring. What was her cooking like, I'd wanted to know. He sighed a bit wistfully as he told me that she was a widowed young mother in post-Depression, pre-Causeway days. Putting meals on the table was no easy feat, but by God, she managed. Naturally, fish figured prominently in her repertoire. Produce was damned hard to come by, Ralph told me, and particularly plentiful mullet, which she fried, baked, and boiled, he said. I know it doesn't sound too good, but if you boil it just right and then add salt and pepper and some kind of sauce made with the bird's eye peppers that used to grow wild around here, it was good. Esperanza also stewed grouper and made redfish baked with bread stuffing and what Ralph told me was a real rich tomato gravy. Tomato gravy. He didn't recall the particulars, but it was delicious, he assured me, and pure cracker culinary genius. I'm pretty sure what she made was nothing like the olive oil and garlic-rich ragu my grandma made, but ever since then, I've been on the lookout for any mention of cracker tomato gravy, and recently, I found a spate of them. Leave it to the internet to satisfy my hunger for old-timey food ways. It was as I was reading Facebook posts about how crackers like their grits. Yes, I'm a bit food-obsessed. I noticed that many of those responding preferred their grits with tomato gravy. So there it was again, cracker tomato gravy. But this time, I was going to see if I could pin down its character. So I asked the posters, a self-selected group of, quote, true Florida crackers, about it, and was rewarded with a flurry of responses. It was, of course, great on grits, but also on pork chops, rice, smoked sausage, okra, fried mullet, gizzards, venison, cube steak, cooter turtle, black-eyed peas, and cathead biscuits. Though what exactly a cathead biscuit is a question I'll have to ask another day. As for its preparation, there seem to be differing schools of thought. Some use canned tomato soup or juice, while others favor the real thing. Since I'm more a real thing kind of person, I paid closest attention to those instructions, which seem to follow the same broad outlines and usually begin with salt, pork, or bacon. We always started with white bacon or saved up fat drippings from the can that sat on the counter or in the refrigerator, wrote Sybil Quave. Put it in a number 10 cast iron chicken fryer, melt, add diced onions, saute, add flour, brown to the color of a copper penny, do not scorch, add water, this is the roux, and when you have the correct consistency for gravy, add home canned peeled tomatoes, then add salt and lots of pepper to taste. Oh, Lordy, does that sound good. And while it may not be exactly how my Nana would have made it, I'm pretty sure I know what she and my other Italian ancestors would say when presented with a steaming helping of cracker tomato gravy. Buon appetito, mangia!